Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rebuilding Trust, Guided Therapy Techniques and Activities to Restore Love, Trust, and Intimacy in Your Relationship by Morgan Johnson, MA, LPC, is a practical relationship recovery guide for couples trying to move forward after a breach of trust. Rather than treating trust as a vague feeling that should simply return with time, the book frames it as something that can be rebuilt through consistent behavior, emotional repair, and structured communication. It draws on therapy-informed methods and turns them into step-by-step exercises that partners can do together, with an emphasis on safety, accountability, and empathy. The focus is not only on the event that damaged trust, but also on the patterns that keep couples stuck in suspicion, defensiveness, or repeated conflict. Readers can expect guided activities aimed at clarifying what happened, reducing triggers, rebuilding emotional intimacy, and setting agreements that support long-term change. The overall tone is solution-oriented and geared toward couples who want concrete tools, not just reassurance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding trust injuries and what they change. A major strength of the book is its clear view of how trust breaks and why the aftermath can feel unpredictable. It treats a betrayal, dishonesty, secrecy, or repeated unreliability as a trust injury that impacts both partners differently. The hurt partner often experiences hypervigilance, intrusive thoughts, and a need for clarity, while the partner who caused the injury may feel shame, frustration, or a desire to move on quickly, feel shame, frustly, simple. The book emphasizes that these reactions are not proof that the relationship is doomed, but signs that the nervous system is trying to regain safety. By naming what changes after a breach, the book helps couples stop interpreting every argument as a character flaw and start seeing the dynamic as a repair process. It also highlights how previous wounds, attachment patterns, and stress can intensify the rupture. This foundation matters because rebuilding trust is not only about promising to do better, it is about understanding the emotional meaning of what happened and learning to respond in ways that reduce fear and increase reliability. Secondly, accountability and repair. Without getting stuck in punishment, the book places accountability at the center of rebuilding trust, but it distinguishes accountability from endless self-blame or ongoing punishment. Couples are guided to focus on specific behaviors, what happened, what is being acknowledged, what will change, and how the change will be demonstrated over time. That structure matters because vague apologies can feel empty to the hurt partner, while repeated interrogations can lead the other partner to shut down. The therapy-style approach encourages a repair mindset where the responsible partner learns to show openness, consistency, and willingness to answer questions without defensiveness. At the same time, the hurt partner is supported in expressing needs and boundaries in a way that aims for protection and clarity rather than retaliation. This balance is crucial for moving forward, since trust requires both a credible plan and an emotional experience of being taken seriously. By encouraging measurable commitments and respectful dialogue, the book helps couples replace chaotic conflict with a process that can be evaluated and repeated as needed. Thirdly, communication skills that reduce triggers and escalation. A recurring theme is that couples cannot rebuild trust using the same communication patterns that existed during the rupture. The book offers guided techniques designed to lower escalation, increase emotional accuracy, and prevent conversations from turning into courtroom debates. Couples are encouraged to slow down, identify the real need under the anger, and speak in a way that stays focused on experience rather than attacks. Listening skills are treated as active behaviors, including reflecting back what was heard, asking clarifying questions, and validating emotions even when disagreeing about details. This approach can be especially helpful when trust is fragile, because small misunderstandings can quickly become evidence that change is not real. The activities aim to create conversations that end with greater clarity, not simply exhaustion. The book also acknowledges that triggers are normal after a betrayal, and it frames trigger management as a shared task. Instead of demanding that one partner simply calm down, it encourages predictable responses, reassurance routines, and communication boundaries that keep both people engaged without escalating into blame or withdrawal. Fourthly, rebuilding safety through boundaries, transparency, and agreements. Trust tends to return when partners repeatedly experience safety, and the book treats safety as something couples can design. It supports creating boundaries and agreements that match the situation rather than following generic rules. For many couples, transparency becomes a temporary bridge that makes rebuilding possible. The book encourages partners to discuss what transparency means, what information is necessary for reassurance, and what would be intrusive or counterproductive. It also addresses consistency, follow-through, and reducing ambiguity, since vague behavior is often interpreted as a sign that secrecy is continuing. Importantly, boundaries are framed as commitments to protect the relationship, not tools for control. Couples are guided to make agreements that are clear, time-bound when appropriate, and connected to meaningful goals, such as reducing anxiety, preventing relapse into harmful patterns, or creating a sense of teamwork. This structured approach helps couples avoid the trap of improvising rules during emotional moments. Over time, agreements can shift from monitoring to mutual confidence, allowing the relationship to regain autonomy and ease. Lastly, restoring intimacy and creating a stronger relationship than before, beyond crisis management. The book emphasizes that rebuilding trust should lead to renewed closeness, not just the absence of conflict. It addresses emotional intimacy as the experience of being known, understood, and valued, which often disappears after a breach. Guided activities focus on reconnecting through shared meaning, empathy, and consistent care, helping partners move from surviving to bonding. The book also recognizes that physical intimacy can be complicated after trust has been damaged, and it treats intimacy as a gradual process that benefits from consent, patience, and honest conversation about comfort and triggers. Another key idea is that couples can use the rupture as a turning point, developing stronger relationship skills than they had before. By combining accountability, communication, boundaries, and reconnection practices, the book supports a long-term plan rather than a quick fix. The goal is not to erase the past, but to integrate it into a healthier story where both partners understand what happened, what has changed, and how they will protect the relationship going forward. In conclusion, this book is best suited for couples who want to stay together after a breach of trust and who are willing to engage in structured, guided work. It can also help individuals who want to understand the rebuilding process before starting couples therapy, or who need practical tools to support therapy they are already doing. Readers benefit most if they value clear steps, repeatable exercises, and communication methods that reduce conflict and increase emotional safety. The book can improve a reader's life by offering a path out of rumination, defensiveness, and constant suspicion, replacing them with routines that build reliability and closeness. It encourages partners to translate good intentions into consistent actions, which is where trust is actually rebuilt. Compared to many relationship books that stay high-level or motivational, this one stands out for its therapy-informed, activity-based approach. It emphasizes accountability and boundaries without turning the relationship into surveillance, and it makes space for both the pain of the hurt partner and the growth required from the partner who caused the injury. For couples seeking practical guidance, it is a worthwhile purchase because it offers a process, not just advice. If you would like to support Morgan Johnson, MALPC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.